Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday, on a football Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And I ran across this tweet from TMZ, and I'm gonna just read you exactly what the tweet said.
Okay.
It said, breaking, hashtag breaking. Olympian turned drug kingpin Ryan Wedding, currently on the FBI top 10 most wanted list, has been accused of ordering the murder of a witness.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa.
There's a lot of things happening there.
I'm like, wait a minute. Let me click this link right now.
You got me.
They gave me a whole feature film.
I'm like, whoa, that sounds like a Netflix feature.
That's what I'm saying. I watch 90 minutes of that. I will watch 90 minutes of that on a Saturday if I don't have nothing going, right? A Saturday in March when there's not much happening.
Yeah, and they got a picture of him snowboarding. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Is that a euphemism for something, or he was actually snowboarding?
Hey, he might have been snowboarding a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was playing with that snow.
I bet he was.
I ain't talking about no white women. So here is CBC News on the whole situation with Ryan Wedding's path from Olympian to drug kingpin.
For years, former associates and rivals have been turning up dead, from Canada to Colombia. A long trail of bodies leading to an unlikely suspect. Ryan Wedding, once an Olympic snowboarder from BC, now one of the FBI's most wanted, with a $10 million bounty on his head.
Wedding went from being an elite athlete to an alleged drug kingpin and murderer, to now a famous fugitive.
At the 2002 Games in Salt Lake City, somewhere in that Team Canada crowd was a promising 20-year-old Olympic rookie, seemingly destined for a long career on the slopes.
Notre Canadien maintenant, Ryan Wedding.
At 6'3", and with grandparents who owned a ski hill in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Wedding proved a natural, flying down the giant slalom course. Though this would be his only time competing on the world's biggest stage. Failing to qualify for the next round, within years, Wedding would be forging ties with a Mexican drug cartel.
Good Lord.
Man, he was on them slopes all right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was. He went from snow to snow.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Man.
Yeah. So
he's still out there?
He's still out there.
Oh, he's on the run. He's on the lam.
Yeah, they still looking for him. He's on the FBI most wanted list.
We got to do with this dude what we did with those cats from New Orleans.
Man, I'm scared to do that. Nah, man. He might pull up here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, yeah. I don't know nothing about that going on over there. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know what they doing over there, but I don't know.
What is this voice?
Yeah, that's the I don't know voice. That's the Aaron Glenn. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that trade for Breece Hall stuff. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
But I thought that was crazy. I can't. This got to be a Netflix series at some point.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, when it's over.
Oh, wow. 832 said they recently increased his bounty to 15 mil.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because I think this has been around earlier this year, but they just recently had a press conference pretty much talking about this.
Kind of just like a kind of a, I say throwaway line, but one that you could let slide. He said a line of bodies between.
He was like, enemies and stuff. And I was like, oh, he's taking out the competition. Like, this really is.
No, he's really a kingpin. That ain't just no cute little word.
Yeah, he's not just implicated in a murder. Like, he is planning and, you know, a number of different.
Yeah, only on Paramount Plus. Olympic kingpin.
Yeah, man, this sounds like some power type stuff. Mm-hmm. Man.
I'm trying to figure out who would play him in the Paramount Plus. Have you seen his face,
John Lopez? No, I have not.
There's a particular player or actor that is coming to mind, but I can't remember his name. That I feel like would play him in a movie.
Woody Harrelson?
No,
he looks a little bit like Woody Harrelson.
Woody's a little too old for that role.
Now he's a little older. Now he's a little older. But if you're friends with the Mexican drug cartel. You're bad news.
And honestly, I didn't know it was getting down like that in Canada.
I'm gonna be honest. I had that thought, and I was like, "That's very prejudiced of you to."
Isn't that where they're bringing the drugs in now?
Probably so. Yeah. If he's the top dog over there,
why would you ask me? Why do you think I have any insight into where
Reggie,
the drugs work?
Isn't that where?
It's like Reggie, you would know. Why would I know?
Yeah, Reggie, part of the Nigerian cartel over there, man.
See, at least get the stereotypical crime right. Yeah. It'd be like credit card fraud or something.
Yeah, the Nigerian prince.
The Nigerian cartel just makes sure you go to college.
And I did. And my mom is very proud about that.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So, are you guys familiar with a guy by the name of Theo Pinson?
Yes, very familiar with Theo Pinson.
Went to UNC.
Yeah, UNC Hooper. Oh, yeah. Bounced around in the NBA for a four.
The wood
minute.
Was burning.
He bounced around a little bit. Yeah. And my greatest memory from him was the video that turned into a meme when he was looking up at the scoreboard. And I think it was Anthony Davis' stats for that night. It was a timeout going on. He looked up. He let out a big old GD looking at the scoreboard.
Look at them numbers.
Yeah. So, that's where I kind of that's my greatest memory of him.
Which tells you a lot about Theo Pinson as a player on the NBA
Gawking about somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And by the way, AD numbers was 34, 26, 4, 1, and 3.
Dang.
So 34 points, 26 rebounds.
That's like Josh Allen last night. What are we doing?
Yeah. But anywho, he's out here wilding. I don't know if y'all probably saw this, especially if you're on Rockets Twitter. Here's Theo wilding out on, I want to say this is called the Baja live stream. He do a live stream with a couple former NBA players. Mm-hmm. And this is the trade he kind of came up with.
I think it would be good for Houston.
If Kyrie goes to Houston, oh, my God.
Houston's going to have to give back one of their pieces, though.
Bye-bye, amen.
Bye-bye, amen.
If you can find a way to not get rid of amen.
Would you give up Sengun?
Would I give up Sengun?
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. For Kyrie coming off of ACL?
No way.
I got to think about it, D-Well. I got to think about it.
I don't know if I can say no way that fast.
I don't know if I say no way.
Kyrie's injury prone.
But if he's not... If he's not injured, at this point, he's in championship mode.
My brother, you are tripping, man. He lost me with the Hold on, man.
The reason the Rockets are good is Sengun.
Yeah. I mean, you were tripping. For Kyrie?
Did Theo Pinson stop watching the NBA when he left the league probably about three or four years ago?
He got to be good friends with Kyrie. I think he did play with Kyrie, to be fair.
I believe he did in Dallas.
But brother, man.
He might have crossed over just
He played in Dallas and he played in Brooklyn.
He was in Brooklyn.
He was in Brooklyn. That's where the meme came from. Mm-hmm. But brother, what are you doing,
you know,
man?
Figgy, I see what you did. You connected these two stories. You had the drug kingpin as someone who's clearly on drugs.
Yes.
Exactly.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, he might be playing in that snow a little bit.
I got my third eye open, Fig. I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
There's a thread running through here. No, this is absolutely asinine. This is something we didn't talk about because I couldn't get myself to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of, do you think the Rockets could trade for Kyrie Irving? No.
No.
I think that
no.
There is something to be said for looking for a point guard. I don't know that you need a Kyrie, especially because
you turned it into the Brooklyn Nets at this point, man.
Yeah, no,
you already got Kevin Durant, which you didn't really have to give up a lot for. I mean, you gave up Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks.
Right.
But nah, man, you giving up Amen Thompson for Kyrie Irving?
And funny enough,
you crazy?
That doesn't do it. You need a salary match. You're giving whatever you're giving up is way too much for, admittedly, Kyrie Irving. I've always referred to him as the best difficult shot maker in the league. You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a true point guard that runs an offense. I don't really like him in that role nearly as much.
Yeah, nah, that's, to me, that's Brooklyn Nets all over. And then when you start talking about the health aspect of it, nah, I'm good, man. No. I'm out of this conversation.
That boy on drugs.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. We got to make the kids happy. All right. So I was listening to the broadcast last night. Andre Ware, Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris.
Mm-hmm.
So they usually, when you listen to it, they always go down to John Harris.
Yeah.
And like, hey, what you got for us? And they give us a little port. And I think this is going to make the kids happy.
Good out of the field to check in with John Harris. Johnny.
You know, this is, what'd you say, Mark? 42-ish, 40 range. They got to be careful. Kymie's got to get this thing up quickly. Dion Walker and Greg Russo are about 6'7", 6'8", next to one another. Yeah. If he's a low trajectory, those two guys can get a hand on it right there in the middle on their field goal block. So he's got to get this up quickly, put it between the uprights, take a four-point lead.
About 6'7", Johnny?
6'7". 43-yard kick coming
John
up
was
here.
Just like, nope.
I'm not going there.
That's how you know it wasn't intentional, because I'm sure that John was just like, damn it. They got me.
Yeah, Andre Ware.
Boy, the kids have just ruined it. They just ruined it.
No, they haven't ruined anything. You sound like somebody's granddaddy right now, without question.
I think we ruined it.
Maybe.
Like,
yeah,
this is
maybe.
The one time where I'm like, man, kids are going to look at us.
Sit it out.
Yeah, sit it out. Look at these old farts thinking it's all cool now. It ain't even cool anymore. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what in the instance was, and maybe it doesn't even matter the specifics, but I remember some older gentleman at one point. And you know, you could tell when somebody's using slang incorrectly because they put too much emphasis on it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, I think that was dope. And you're like, oh, no, don't do it like that.
No, the
man.
One I come don't to all the time is Chris Carter. Where he was, remember everybody used to dab?
Oh, yeah.
He like, the kids got these things called bapping.
Yeah,
when he do bapping. And I was just like, bapping. Oh, my God. Yeah, his brother said bapping.
That was when Chris Carter had real prominent TV.
Yeah.
TV.
Oh, yeah.
These are what the kids doing now, you know, a thing called bapping.
Bapping.
I'm like, oh, God, it's over now.
The best part is I just imagine the kids who might have been, you know, in the bathroom at that point at NRG or just riding in the car.
They were doing the whole
thing. And then as soon as they heard that 6'7", 6'8", they're like, yeah, 6'7". Yeah.
All right, we got to get fat, man. We got to get fat.
Oh, Big Bag?
Yeah. Hey. All right. So you got some big back activity going on right here. Trillburger, they tweeted out this. Thanksgiving in a sandwich, the Trill way. So they got a picture of a, it looked like a sandwich from far back. But when you look closer, it is roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, house gravy, homemade stuffing, garlic is a crema, toasted bread crumbs. It's all inside.
In one sandwich.
Yeah, so it's a bun, and in between the buns, it look like stuffing.
Your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep.
Basically, and all then they of got, it in a
then,
sandwich.
And then they got the fries around it. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if y'all willing to try this.
Definitely willing to try it. I'm interested in this, and I say this with a lot of love for Trill Burgers, so please don't take this the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
The way that Trill Burgers stack their burgers, I don't know that all that stays on the burger.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
Like
nah,
Trill Burger is one of those sandwiches
where you had to get a fork.
It kind of looked like the Leaning Tower of a burger at times. Yeah. And I'm like, all those things are already sloppy enough. I feel like it's going to be difficult to keep them on a sandwich.
Well, it'd be beyond the semantics of it all. I just want a turkey sandwich, man. that's
you can get it right here,
that's
though,
That's the post, like, unless you're having this as your Thanksgiving dinner, which I think they're more in line with before and after Thanksgiving, you can have this.
Yeah, so this is available, I guess, this week at all Trill Burger locations, and they are closed on Thanksgiving, so you can't get it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
but so we all three of us would try this.
I would try
this. Does this mean Monday we got to do the Trill Burger turkey sandwich? Is that what's happening?
We can.
Hey, you don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah. All right, so we all got some big backs over here. We're willing to try this one. All right. So.
I love that we've said that we're going to try all sorts of food and we ain't taking
We
haven't taken a single bite.
Hey.
I kind of use this as a metaphor, man. It was just like, oh, I'll try it, but
let's do it.
I really won't try
it. Let's do it. You know what I did try today?
What'd you try?
You know what I really did
try
today.
Oh, yeah. Got to give a special salute to our guy. He's been a listener for years, man.
Great dude.
You probably know him on Twitter as Michael Beckman. He actually came up here. He hit us up on social media. Salute to him. He had to get another Twitter account because his original one got hacked.
Hey, man, those hackers out here working.
Yeah, out here working for the holiday. But he decided to bring us up some fried chicken from his wife. So salute to him. Salute to his wife for making us some fried chicken. It was pretty good, man.
It was. It was very good.
It was really good.
I loved it.
Except for that one piece that I took a bite of. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, you loved it so much. You took the drumstick out of Lopez's hand.
Honestly, I was trying to be nice because I was like, all right, there's a few pieces. Cause it was
I had four pieces of chicken.
It was one. It's just he brought it in one bowl. And that's fine. Like, we could
warmed
share
it up. But the whole thing.
I was like, I had already had a couple and I wanted one more. And I was like, Lopez ain't had it. I was like, let me get the smallest piece.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't take. But the reason why it was the smallest piece.
Because he ate.
He had already taken a bite out the thing. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
So I felt real bad.
Yeah. The chicken was good though, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Appreciate your wife. Salute to your wife. We love the little note that you left us too.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Your wife.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So salute to Michael Beckman. And also salute to my guy G-Man, 97.9 The Box.
Okay.
I hit him up the other day, or I think it was yesterday, to try to catch up with him at the game. And I thought he was going to be tailgating, but he wasn't tailgating. And he said he loved the mixtape. He loved the station. He loved our show, and he loved the mixtape. So salute to G-Man.
Man, he's not the only one that loves the mixtape, more importantly, Figgy. I've been doing these tailgater of the games for, I guess, a year and a half now. And yesterday was probably the most times that I've had us just rolling around the lots and just somewhere out of nowhere, deep off in the lot. About I was like, man, I'm rolling with the real life celebrity here, man. Everybody knows Figgy Fig. And not even knows Figgy Fig. It's like they sense Figgy. They can barely even see him. It's like, oh, that's Figgy over there. Yeah. I see him.
I'm like, I wasn't even wearing nothing loud or anything. I understand if I was wearing something loud.
They saw the hair.
That's
the bat signal. That is the bat signal.
Yeah, salute to everybody, man, that was out there tailgating and all that stuff, man.
Very good, very good. I mean, and of course, when I was driving out of the stadium, I was there for a little bit after. And when I was leaving the stadium, I had my windows down because it was nice out in Houston, Texas in the fall. And I'm hearing people bumping in the lot still.
Oh, it was
buzzing. I can't imagine how late people got home. And then when they got home, I can't imagine people got to sleep quickly.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep last night, and that was because of a good thing, because I was just so excited.
Yeah, just
I was just
up,
watching all the clips. I thought it was just me, but apparently I saw a couple people testing and saying they couldn't sleep either because of the wind. And that could go both ways at times,
yes,
man.
It
you
can.
You go also can't sleep when they lose real bad.
Thankfully, it's a good way because it's a Victory Football Friday here. And the Football Friday fun continues. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. They're at the Walk-Ons in Katy. Make your way out there to keep the Victory Football Friday fun going. But coming up next, we still got a weekend full of sports, and it's going to be even better now that we already have the Texans win out of the way. Let's draft the weekend. Let's set up the things that we're looking forward to this weekend in sports. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.